Aleichem. So yesterday I was at the Kotel between Minchat and Maariv, and I realized there's a beautiful sefer which is dedicated to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's insights on Sefer Tehillim. So in honor of the great rabbi who just passed away, I wanted to share two stories that I was inspired about. The first is a bit of a famous one. Actually, the story, that the way it was told, is that this boy asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky's wife about the famous locust story. And Rav Chaim said, I don't remember. It happened 100 years ago. But his wife said, oh, I remember. I'll tell you what happened. So once Rav Chaim was writing a sefer about locusts, about which locusts are kosher and which ones aren't. And, you know, Rav Chaim was famous that he would write a lot of semi-obscure svarim about obscure halachic topics, and this is one of them. And he had some questions about locusts, so he asked his wife to go out and get a science book about locusts, and he studied it, that she got it from her friend. And he said, I understand everything, but there's still one question which I don't understand. And right at that moment, through their window in Bnei Brak, flew a locust. And it's just like staring at them. And Rav Chaim looks at the locust and he says, oh, now I know the answer to my question. And he said he never knocked down that wall because it reminded him of the Shekhinah that was a very ever-present, you know, in that locust story. And I think the lesson we get from this story is that when you are moser nefesh for Torah, when you give everything for Torah, sometimes Hashem will just open up the gates of heaven and show even the revealed miracles like this one, like a locust flying in the middle of nowhere. As a follow-up to that story, there was a boy who heard that story, and he doubted. He said, miracles like that don't happen nowadays. He went back to his room, and his room was full of, you guessed it, locusts. And he was like, oh my gosh, I have to ask forgiveness. So he went back, and he asked forgiveness from the Gadol of Kanievsky. And he said, of course I forgive you. And he went back to his room, and all the locusts were gone. So, gevalt, may we be zeichet tenisim gluyim, in this chus of learning Torah, which is, of course, what all that Rav Chaim Kanievsky was about. The seer snafish for Torah. One more beautiful story from the Sefer. Which you can find, if you go to the Kotel, they're all over the place. Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Taylor. So many people would come and visit Rav Kanievsky from all over the world, and he would get letters from all over the world, and he would spend a lot of time, he would make sure to answer every single letter that was written to him. So once his daughter asked him, why do you bother to answer every letter? Let somebody else do it for you. You know, it's very time-consuming. Kanievsky answered that the Gemara says that if a person is oisech b'tzar chay tzibor, if he's doing the needs of the community, he's helping, he's doing chesed for others, so then he'll be granted in that merit a long life. So he said, really, I'm doing it for me. I know how important it is for people. Even if I just give them a few lines, it can really encourage their spirit. And so I want to live a long life, and so I get back and answer these letters that are written to me. So we should know that when we do a little extra time to do chesed for others, Shem will pay us back. Hope you enjoyed, in honor of Chaim Kanievsky, our Gadol Story podcast of the week. And may you be blessed with a week full of Torah and chesed.